A Tragic Kind of Wonderful by Erik Lindstrom.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality, unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Zero. My big brother, Nolan, used to say everyone has a superpower. Not a skill you learned, but something you were born with. And it's not always cool. Some people get perfect pitch or good intuition, while others get something useless like being able to go a long time without blinking. But if you don't judge, everyone has at least one thing they're really good at. Nolan's superpower was, quote, "I can make myself be happy." He proved it by having loud fun with lots of friends most of the time. But it also could be unsettling, like when he was happy at times I knew he shouldn't be. He wasn't faking it exactly. It was real in a way, just not authentic. Happiness, he said, was like the lights in your house, running on electricity generated by the good things in life. Unhappy people have dark houses without electricity, and they sometimes put candles in their windows to hide their sadness from others, but not Nolan. He said he had a bicycle in his head, attached to an electric generator, and he could imagine pedaling it whenever he wanted to power his real happiness lights. If you looked closely, though, you could sometimes see his lights dim, or burn too bright, or flicker in...